What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater, Matt Belisai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Belisai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Belisai wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Okay, Sue, I was going to wait till 4:04 to mention this, but I'm going to tell you right now and the audience because we have some breaking baby news from our friend Alex Rich.
Oh, my gosh!
It is official. Last night, just before 9 o'clock, 8:59 to be exact, Poppy Louise Rich was born 7 pounds, 8 ounces. Congratulations to Alex and Annie, his wife.
Oh, I told congrats.
Him his life is going to change dramatically. You know, Wednesday is typically a day that he's here. That was yesterday. He was not here because they were literally trying to get to the hospital. And as I was communicating with him last night, he's like, the epidural is here. They think it's going to happen before midnight. Now, when Alexa was born, the doctor came in like at 7 o'clock, told us the same thing. Oh, yeah, before midnight. He was off by 12 hours. So
yes.
They don't always know for sure.
No.
But mother and baby and new father are doing well.
I'm so happy for
them.
We
congratulate Alex, and he is going to be on cloud nine for a long time as a girl dad. So I'm excited for him as well. All right, let's get back into the issue of the maps and the congressional maps and the chaos and Missouri being a complete mess right now. John Reeves is back with us, appellate specialist, former assistant Missouri Attorney General, now civil attorney with Reeves Law LLC in Clayton. John, I don't think I expected to have you as a regular guest this week, but here we are again, and I'm still kind of confused about what happened today. So what is this thing done now? Is it final, or does the Eighth Circuit still have room to weigh in on this? Because Denny Hoskins, the Secretary of State, essentially blinked and caved and said, we're going to tell the clerks to use the map from 2022, right?
Sure. Well, hey, Mark. Yeah, thanks for having me on again. Well, there are so many different things you asked me there, even though it was phrased as one question.
No, I know,
that's
I know.
Not your fault because no, because this is, frankly, this is a mess. So I'm going to try and explain. But what Hoskins did earlier today, it's not him blinking. He didn't have a choice. So I'll explain what happened. So
Okay. Yesterday
when I spoke, Judge Clark's federal order that the new map had to be used was still in effect. About 10 minutes after I got off the phone, after I got off your program, the Eighth Circuit also denied the opposition's motion to stay that order's effectiveness.
Okay.
Well, then they filed with Justice Kavanaugh motion to stay. And this morning, right before the contempt hearing, the Supreme Court, and it's important to note that this was not just Kavanaugh acting alone, okay? Some people are reporting this was Kavanaugh by himself. It wasn't. Kavanaugh referred that issue to the entire court, and the entire Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, with no noted dissents, stayed Judge Clark's order pending the disposition of the current appeal of the Eighth Circuit and the filing of any cert petition to the U.S. Supreme Court. So that means, practically speaking, that yes, the only order in effect now is the Supreme Court of Missouri's order, which he has to follow. Now, I could go, I'll be honest, I was stunned that the U.S. Supreme Court did this. There's this principle called the Purcell principle that federal courts typically don't interfere with elections close to an election deadline, but that's because you don't want to create confusion to begin with. Well, here
we have confusion
in his order. We already had,
right.
He called
right.
A reverse Purcell. Now the stay is in effect. So as if that wasn't confusing enough. So the Eighth Circuit appeal isn't done yet, okay? In fact, about an hour ago, the Eighth Circuit said they're doing expedited briefing on it, and they're going to have oral argument on it a week from today. But keep in mind, this is just Judge Clark's temporary restraining order that they're looking at. And the stay, as it is written, only applies to that. See, this is, and again, I will apologize to all your listeners if,
hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
If this is just so much, their eyes glaze over.
Well, it's confusing to everyone. Yeah, yeah, no, I think you're fine.
Because here's the thing, Mark. While all this is going on, the case is not over before Judge Clark. He can and will still ask for briefing on issuing a preliminary injunction.
Yes.
Whether he should issue. And strictly speaking, the stay order does not apply to the preliminary injunction. If he were to issue a preliminary injunction, strictly speaking, the stay order of the U.S. Supreme Court wouldn't cover that. Now, you could say, well, isn't this the U.S. Supreme Court just hinting to Judge Clark that he shouldn't do that? I don't know. I'm not going to speculate as to that. I mean, I do strongly disagree with what the U.S. Supreme Court did here. What I can tell you is, legally speaking, the effective map is now the old map.
Okay.
And Hoskins had a duty. He's all, you know, keep in mind, Hoskins has never said, I'm not going to follow the law. He said, okay, the federal district court's ordered me to do this. I mean, and keep in mind, before Judge Clark issued his order, Hoskins and Haley said, okay, we're going to have to follow the U.S. the Missouri Supreme Court's order. Then when Judge Clark issued his order, say you have to use the new map, so, okay, we have to follow that because federal law trumps. Now, if I had to stay, Hoskins has said, no, I'm going to follow the Missouri Supreme Court order. And I've argued before the Missouri Supreme Court several times. I know some of the judges, I have a lot of respect for them, but I just do not understand why they found him in contempt about an hour ago or two, but said that doesn't matter because he agreed he's going to follow their ruling. Now, I just do not understand that, because there's no question there was a federal district order on an issue of federal law that they had not discussed. And this isn't complicated. This is actually federalism 101. Now, the other thing I should add is that this stay in no way comments one way or the other on whether Hoskins should have been held in contempt in the first place. That's another thing. But all I can say right now is that until we hear something else from the U.S. Supreme Court, the old map is in stay.
Okay,
and
but John,
how
does that not become just immediately almost a moot point? Because it would have to be that ballot, because the ballots are going to be printed and go out. If we get into this next week and there's a preliminary injunction and then there's going to be an appeal of that, how can the timetable actually work out where people get ballots that actually represent the district that they're voting in? That's where I'm still confused about
that,
right?
You're right. I don't see how it can be changed at this point. If the old ballots are done, I mean, I think you're right. And I'm reluctant. I hate having to say that, but I just don't see a way around this. Now, it will be interesting to see what happens with the Eighth Circuit. But, yeah, I mean, unless something else unexpected happens, I don't see any way around the old map, which, and to be fair, putting aside my, again, vociferous disagreement with this. I mean, I think it is important, you know, for Republicans, if they do care about preserving the new map, you know, now's the time for them to get into the grassroots and encourage the voters of Missouri, you know, to vote down the amendment to keep the old map, or however.
Voters are going to have to make the people. Most people, John, I would say that they don't even realize that that's part of this. That they'll also be asked on, you know, election day to vote on whether or not the new map should be in effect. So the whole thing is still crazy. It's getting a lot of national attention. It sounds to me like the old maps will certainly be in place, and we'll see what happens with the Eighth Circuit. But I appreciate all your help here with the, you know, the analysis. It is confusing, and it's interesting. There's no doubt about that. But thanks, John, and we'll call you back into service as soon as we need you. I appreciate it. Take care.
Absolutely. I'm here. Take care, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.